The Kentucky Derby is here, and TwinSpires is ready to give you money back. Opt in to become eligible for the Kentucky Derby money back promotion and every eligible race at Churchill Downs Derby Week. When you make your first win wager on each eligible horse and your horse finishes second or third, you will get money back up to $10. Go to TwinSpires.com or download the TwinSpires app and bet with the official betting partner of the Kentucky Derby. Void where prohibited. Must be over 18 or legal wagering age. See TwinSpires.com for full terms and conditions. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a shh. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name. Read about it, we're golf teachers hall of fame. Never doubt it, it's time for the truth. Here's our dude, you're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Listening to Haney.
Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, brought to you by HaneyUniversity.com. That's where you go to look up information on my golf lessons that are taking place at my studio in Paradise Valley, Arizona, or at the golf practice in Highland Park, Illinois, just on the North Shore of Chicago. I'm teaching there also. So one of two places, if you're interested in getting better golf, winter time, great time to work on your golf game. You know, the winter off season, when there used to be such a thing on the PGA Tour, I remember back in the day when I would spend all winter working with Mark O'Meara in anticipation of the upcoming year and working on things to get better at. It's the best time to practice. It's the best time to get better. Because you're not so, like, I've given some lessons the last couple weeks, and people aren't, like, obsessed with what they're going to shoot next time, or, you know, should I do this on the golf course? Of course you should do it on the golf course. Should I try this next time I play? Of course you should try it the next time you play. But people are just focused on trying to get better and improve, and then we'll see what happens in the spring. So, I love the practice in the winter. All right, this week on the PGA Tour, actually it's not on the PGA Tour, but it's sanctioned by the PGA Tour. It's the Hero World Challenge down at Albany in the Bahamas. It's the Tiger Woods get together. I was thinking about this. This is like the Hypocrisy Open. It's sanctioned by the PGA Tour. It gets world golf ranking points, and yet there's like 20 players playing in the Hero World Challenge. One of those players is Tiger Woods, who's ranked like whatever in the world, like 1500th or something. And he hasn't played in 3 years, so I mean he's obviously not the 1500th or 15,000th ranked player, whatever they have, Matt, in the world. But the point is you got 20 players, so you got to beat 19 guys, and you get world ranking points. No cut. I thought that was an issue. These things are only an issue when they want them to be an issue, like against LIV Tour. But this is somebody's going to win this tournament, and they're going to get all these ranking points. And as a matter of fact, everybody who's playing in there is going to get some kind of ranking points, and they're going to have beat 19 players playing on a golf course in the Bahamas. That is, I mean, it's not an easy course, but when you've got drivable par fours and you've got four par fives, it's never a hard golf course for professionals. I mean, that's just because when guys hit it 320 yards and there's a par five and there's four of them, they're really playing a par 68 golf course. And the course is in absolutely pristine condition. I mean, most PGA Tour events are played on golf courses that are beautiful, and the greens are in better condition than probably anybody ever gets to play on. But when you have 20 players, and there's a, you know, that means if you're the last guy teeing off, 19 players have possibly walked somewhere near where you're putting. I mean, you're pretty much playing on just absolutely perfect greens. And that's why you see players roll in so many putts. And the golf course is not like, wind could blow and that could make it more difficult, but it's not like super difficult or anything for players. I mean, the 18, that's just kind of one shot you got to hit out there at that at the Hero World. You got to hit the tee shot on 18. And most of the time, the tournament's over before it gets to the 18th hole. But you got to hit that tee shot. And you got to hit it four times because they play four rounds. And I guess that, you know, that's that makes it special because there's four rounds. There's no cut, though. But they play four rounds. So this will be the big event that everybody, you know, is going to be looking at and talking about. But by the way, at this big event, there's no John Rahm. That's another subject, because John Rahm is rumored to be on the verge of signing a LIV contract for $600 million. That's the rumor. I'll believe that when I see it. But there's no John Rahm. I wouldn't expect him to show up to the Tiger tournament. There's no Rory McIlroy. Now, this is interesting. There's no Rory McIlroy. Rory McIlroy is buddies with Tiger Woods. I mean, they're partners in the, you know, the TGL that's now been delayed a year because the tent blew down. But Rory's not there. This hero. Now, this tournament, Tiger's tournament, has had numerous sponsors over the years. And it's not the easiest thing to find somebody. They've got the motorcycle company Hero that's sponsor now, and they've been on the hook for a while. Like you know, they entertain their customers, and you know, this will be on the Golf Channel, and people will watch because Tiger's playing, and that's the only reason why they'll watch. Or you know, there'll be nothing else to watch that's golf wise on. But I mean, how many people really watch the Golf Channel, anyways? Not many. You know, not many people even get the Golf Channel, let alone watch the Golf Channel. But a diehard will watch it, and they're going to watch because Tiger's on there. And it'll get, you know, Tiger will be on every, they'll at least show him on every, you know, ESPN show or sports show or whatever. They'll show, look, Tiger played today, you know, for the first time in you know, however long. So it'll get a little bit of something. But there's, you know, there's no Rahm, there's no Rory. So you've got Scheffler and you got Hovland, who's the fourth in the world. Nobody would know it. You know, he's from Norway. Nobody would know that he's fourth. Well, Rahm is second, or Rory's second, and Rahm's third, whatever it is. But it's interesting to me, though, it's no Rory. Like you would think that Tiger would lean on Rory McIlroy, his buddy, you know, his partner, to play in this tournament. It's just something Tiger's never really done. He's never like you know. I would be, man. I mean, I guess obviously I'm different, but you know, I'd be thinking, man, these sponsors have really gone out of their way to support this tournament, and I'm going to ask these guys. I'm going to get the best field we can possibly get, and I'm going to ask you know guys you know that would make a difference to hey. Could you play in my tournament? I'd really appreciate it. And I don't know how anybody would turn that down. I mean, that used to happen back in the day with Byron Nelson's tournament in Dallas. And obviously Jack Nicklaus has always done it. Although, you know, some people don't show up for his tournament. But it's interesting that he doesn't lean on Rory. But, you know, I don't think Rory is sure he's a really big deal. But I don't know if he moves. There's only one person that moves the needle, and he's still the only person that moves the needle. And this is an issue with golf. But Tiger will be all they, you know, they need, and you know he'll be the one that everybody's watching for, and it'll be interesting to see how he does. You know what? Like people say, what do you expect out of Tiger? I mean, how could you expect anything? I mean, your expectation is, and they, you know, he's already started prepping the thing and saying that the ankle is fine. I mean, they showed him down there in Mexico at his golf course sale, El Cardinal or whatever it's called, where they had the PGA Tour event, and he was there the week before checking out the course, and he could barely get in the car. Now, I don't, maybe that was old footage. I don't know. Because, but then like a few weeks later, he was caddying for his son, Charlie, in the Notre Begay's tournament, and it looked like he was walking good. So I think the big thing is, and people will say this, and of course the golf media, and especially the corrupt golf media, they will talk about, you know, it all depends on how Tiger can walk, which it does. I mean, I've said that if Tiger could walk 18 holes or 72 holes, and it's more than, you know, that's easier said than done. It's like 7 miles a day plus your extra walking. You know, you got to walk to the car, you got to walk to your hotel, you got to walk, you know, you probably got to put in, like, you know, counting a golf course walk. You know, if you're playing in a round of golf or a tournament round of golf, you got to walk to the practice tee, you got to walk back. I mean, you probably got to walk like, you know, I don't know what you got to walk, like 9-10 miles in a day. And you got to do it, you know, six or seven days. You got to walk, you know, 50-60 miles in a, you know, something like that in a week. And that's not easy when you got, you know, an arthritic, you know, ankle at best. But Tiger said his ankle is feeling better where the fusion was. But then he said now the issue is, you know, you have to, you know, deal with everything around it, because it's the same thing he said that happened to his back when they fused a couple discs. Then it's above the fusion and below that fusion that then you start having problems. And I'm sure it's the same thing with the ankle. So he, on one hand, he's saying it feels good. And then on the other hand, he says, but, you know, it's everything around it. And so that kind of sets you up for what you're going to see. And what you'll see is if he plays really good, then, you know, he'll say, you know, ankle feels great. And everybody will start talking about how he's going to win Augusta. And then if it doesn't play good, then, you know, it'll gradually, you know, walk a little not as good as the days go on, and, you know, that'll be the theme, that, you know, he can hit all the shots. I read that article. Bob Herrig wrote, you know, they say it over and over again because it's what Tiger says. See, they repeat what Tiger says. And when Tiger says he can hit all the shots, then the golf media writes he can hit all the shots. But why don't we watch with our own two eyes? That's what I do. I watch with my own two eyes, and I look and I say, you know, can he hit all the shots, and is he hitting? Not. I don't want to hear what he tells me, because I know what he's going to tell me. Tiger is going to tell me, he's going to tell me what he wants written. That's what he's always done. He's a master at that, and he's going to tell all the media what to write. And when he says, I can hit all the shots, it's just about walking, then they write, he can hit all the shots, it's just about walking. And then, you know, and then the last few times we've seen him play, which has been a long time ago, but when we did see him play, I mean, all he hit with a driver was a slice. So if you can hit all the shots, let me see you hit something other than a slice with the driver. Anyway, I watch with my own two eyes, and I watch to see, and let me see what really haven't. And what I'm expecting to see is not much. Because here's the problem. How much golf has Tiger played? Could he find, you know, a needle in a haystack? Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's Tiger Woods. For sure he could. Right place, right time, put it together. He could have half a game and still somehow do something. It could happen. But the likelihood of it is what I'm talking about. And the likelihood of it is very, very slim, because he hasn't played. And how many years has it been since he has played golf? But they'll still talk about it. Like, you know, he's hitting the ball good and he's doing it. And I don't even think the people that say that know what hitting the ball good is, because I'm going to tell you, when I watched Tiger Woods, that was hitting the ball good. But when that was the case, he was practicing pretty much every day, you know, and he was playing 18 holes, 27, 36 holes in a day. And those days are so far gone that your game, whether you like it or not, your game just it just deteriorates and it deteriorates and it deteriorates. I mean, look what happened to this Deshaun Watson when he went from being, everybody thought he was this great quarterback, and then he didn't play for a year. Or what was it, a year or 2 years he didn't play. And then he comes back and like they expect that he's just going to be like right where he left off. On it just doesn't, it doesn't work like that in professional sports. It sure doesn't work like that in golf. But I'm always interested to see like how's Tiger swinging? What's he working on in his swing and where's his swing? And I can ascertain the upside potential after watching two swings. I mean, I can ascertain the upside potential after watching one practice swing. So I'm anxious. I can't wait to watch. I'm hopeful Tiger walks good, and I'm hopeful his swing looks good. And if that's the case, then I'll believe, you know what, he could catch lightning in a bottle somewhere. Maybe that could happen. Those are the two things that need to be there. But no matter what happens at the Hero World Challenge, somebody will win. And the golf media will now start off, and especially on the Golf Channel, because, I mean, I'm sure they'll have, like, Steve Sands out there, and he'll be, like, throwing bouquets at everybody. And, you know, these guys, they're playing a perfect condition golf course with 20 players, 19 players to beat, and the guy will win, and he'll start talking about, you know, he's going to win a major this year. I remember the first time I heard him say that was, like, back in the day, way back in the day. I was working for ESPN. It was, like, way back in the day. And we were in Hawaii, and I think David Toms won. I forget what year this was. This is a long time ago. And David Toms won, and we were talking behind him, and Steve Sands, because he's going to win a major this year. And I'm thinking to myself, really, which one's he going to win? He's won one major in his career. He's won the PGA. That was a great win. He's a good player, but what's he going to win? I mean, he's going to be Tiger at the Masters? No, that's not going to happen. Going to be Tiger at the Open Championship? You're going to favor him over Tiger at the Open Championship? No, that's not going to happen. Where's he going to be favored? Like he's going to win. You know, people talk about this. They're like, this, like a couple years ago, Ricky Fowler won the Hero World Challenge, and they go, he's going to win a major this year. He's going to be a contender. He's going to be, like, it's Ricky Fowler. I mean, Ricky Fowler could win a major, but would you bet the house he's going to win a major? Or would you bet that the guy who wins the Hero World Challenge is going to win a major this year? I mean, you know what? Rory's not playing, and he hadn't won a major since 2014. Koepka's not playing, and Rahm's not playing. Those are the only Koepka and Rahm. If I was going to bet, like, who's going to win a major this year, I would put John Rahm and Brooks Koepka. That would be my bet. Everybody else, Scheffler needs to putt better, and everybody else is very possibly could win a major. They're all good enough to win a major, especially considering there's no dominant player in golf today. So they could all win a major. But to predict that, there's only four majors, and very few players in the world today that play professional golf have a game that is suited to play all four majors. I mean, even back in the day, like, Lee Trevino was such a phenomenal player, but there was no way with his low ball flight and his fade, he was ever going to win Augusta National and the Masters. It was never, ever going to. So very few players have a game that is suited for all four majors. So now that just shrinks the odds and your chances to win a major. And you know what? If you've never won a major, it's just exponentially harder to win a major because you don't have that experience. And it's just it so when people throw out all this stuff, and they'll do it on the Golf Channel, and whoever wins, oh, he's gonna have a great year, he's gonna, you know, well, I define a great year. I mean, you know, there's four real tournaments that matter, and then, well, you know, he's gonna win a major, and you'll hear all this stuff and just take it with a grain of salt. And because there's only four majors, everything else is an exhibition. That's it. And there's only four majors, and there's how many players nowadays with no dominant player? Because as great as these players are, Rory McIlroy is not a dominant player. Scottie Scheffler is not a dominant player. John Rahm is not a dominant player. I mean, they just aren't. So there's so many players that are all capable. And in all likelihood, what you'll see is you just see, well, this guy will win one, and this guy will win, you know, and this guy will win one, this guy will win, you know, this different guy. Like last year, for example. I mean, what did you have? You got Brian Harman. Like, who would have picked him? You got Wyndham Clark. Harman wins the Open, and Wyndham Clark wins the U.S. Open. Like, who would have picked those guys? Nobody would have picked those guys. And in all likelihood, that's the same thing you're going to see for quite a while. You know, maybe Rahm will pick off a couple. You know, maybe Scheffler will get his putting maybe he'll get his putting organized. But in all likelihood, you'll see it just kind of separate around.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This year's tax refund is your ticket to clear vision. Instead of letting your refund disappear into everyday expenses, invest in something life-changing like LASIK. Using refund dollars to pay for LASIK is a smart, long-term investment that saves you money on a lifetime of vision care costs. Enjoy the freedom of clear vision for years to come. Contact Revision LASIK and Cataract Surgery to schedule a complimentary LASIK consultation. Go to revisioneyes.com.
There's never a good time for your furnace or air conditioner to stop working, but we're honored that for the past 100 years, Atlas Butler customers have relied on us the night before Thanksgiving, the day before their wedding, and even Christmas morning for fast, convenient service. Your trust means everything. Call today, get it fixed today. That's our pledge to you.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
But boy, oh boy, they'll tell you at the Hero World Challenge. They'll say, oh, no, this is what's going to happen. Oh, look how good he's playing. Look how good he's playing in the Bahamas. And it's not like these players are coming off all winter of practicing. And that used to be the way it was. But that's not the way it is anymore. I mean, in all likelihood, a lot of these guys just took a little time off after the Ryder Cup, and then they started practicing again. And then, you know, I gotta get out there and play a little bit next week. I got the Hero World Challenge coming up, and I wanna kind of be ready for that. And you know what? They're getting a $100,000 or $150,000 just for showing up, and they get to go down to the Bahamas and you know, hang out and they you know, get to see Tiger Woods, you know, and that's enough for a lot of them. But I'm not anticipating, you know, guys are there and have just like made big wholesale changes to their game. And I'm not anticipating Scottie Scheffler's going to show up there and, you know, show off his new putter and his new putting grip and stance and whatever. And I expect he's going to go out there with the same thing he's been doing. Now it may be different. That's something to look at. Well, you know, I'll be looking at that too. But, you know, Will Zalatoris is playing. Maybe, you know, see how he is and how his back, and see if he's changed his swing to be a little bit easier on his back. That's something to watch. And Justin Thomas is playing there, and you know, he's 26th in the world. And you think, wow, that's a big drop. You know, is he going to play his way back? Is there any signs that he's going to be better next year, or is he kind of done the Jordan Spieth go down, and now he'll kind of come back up and, you know, get to, you know, 10 or 12 or 15, but never to where he was before. I mean, those are kind of the storylines, but there isn't a dominant player, and Goff is a long way from having a dominant player. I don't think there's any on the horizon. I mean, maybe some of these kids that are pretty good, they talk about, like this Averg or whatever his name is, Ludwig, or, you know, maybe he's the next thing, but I don't see it. I don't see it. I think it's going to be a long, long time before there's another Tiger Woods. Maybe never. Maybe never. I mean, maybe never. But the Tiger Woods that we all have seen will be out there in name and face. But we'll see if he's got any kind of remnants of what he used to have, and he doesn't need much. just a little something. He'll hit plenty of good shots. It's just, that's the thing about professional golf. You have to be so good because there's just so little room for error. But I'll be watching. I'll be checking it out, and somebody will win that tournament, like I said, and then they'll be, you know, everybody will be talking about how they're going to be great next year. Well, then we can wait and see if that happens. But you know, by the time that happens, it's so many months behind and past that you just look at it and you think, you know what, the guy said that, but, you know, we forgot he ever made that stupid statement. Anyway, hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app, wherever you get your podcasts. Go to voodoopainrelief.com. If you have arthritis pain, you can get some great relief with my Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. It's absolutely guaranteed. Voodoopainrelief.com is where you can go and get it. And we will talk to you soon on the Hank Haney Podcast. Hope everybody has a great day.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A bold approach to engineering. At Bowling Green State University, our engineering degrees fuse the science of traditional engineering with technology and hands-on skills. This combination is what employers are looking for in the up-and-coming fields of robotics, advanced manufacturing, and systems engineering. It's why our graduates find jobs and why BGSU stands out. Don't just get a degree. Secure your future at BGSU.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.